So as you can easily guess, I'm not Lydia. She apologized for not being able to be here, and she asked me to give the presentation on her behalf, which I'm proud of in front of such audience. So my name is Yannick Legray. I'm involved in international activities dealing with new technologies for healthcare and biomedical research, mostly into international cooperation. The project I will told you about is called Global Initiative for Sentinel eHealth Network on Grid. So global is a bit large right now because we are mostly focused in France. But as you will see, the roots of this project took off from international collaboration. So just a small overview of my presentation. So first I will give you a brief introduction on the project, the goal of the project, the partner, the medical structure and people involved in it, the architecture of the project, as well as some information about the medical data sharing, security and patient identification, the health watch issues, and some conclusion and perspectives. So everything starting more than 10 years ago, and we have had several cooperation, some as you can see with Korea, Taiwan, Germany, Italy, South Africa, Los Andes is Venezuela, and several countries in Europe. I will just briefly present you four projects. One is WISDOM, and it stands for Wide In Silico Docking on Malaria. So the aim of the project is to develop new drugs for neglected and emerging diseases, with a particular focus on malaria and H5N1. The goal of that project are to reduce the cost for neglected disease, because this is what hamper most the R&D in that area, and to accelerate the R&D for emerging disease, just to be able to propose a quicker answer to emerging pandemics and disease like that. The second project was HOPE. This is to answer the telemedicine needs and data sharing, and to answer also some computation needs to hide the complexity of the system to end user, and a secure interface dedicated to the medical staff. So as we like challenges, we developed this collaboration between France and Vietnam, where not only the technical and the political or legal issues, but we were facing a lot of power cut and just easy stuff like that, because Vietnam is not very stable in terms of electricity architecture. And then the third project is GeInfo, which is an in silico approaches to better tackle flu and taking advantage of distributing infrastructure such as grid or cloud, and to have existing data sources being integrated toward a global surveillance network for molecular epidemiology. The last project GenSync will rely on is RSCA, which stands for Sentinel Network for Cancer Screening in the French region, which is called Auvergne, and which is my home region. And the project aims at creating a regional collaboration to exchange information on cancer. So the main objectives are to improve cancer screening campaigns efficiency, which up to now are about 20% the success rate, because there is a lot of paperwork and there is a lot of mistakes, and this is very hard to follow up on different patients. I bet most of you know that sometimes in this systematic campaign we are sending mails to people, and then the widow received the letter inviting his wife to a campaign while she just died the year before. So there is a very bad impact on the perception of the patient or the family of what we are doing. And there is also a lot of mistake in paperwork transmission or storage in the computer. So the two main use cases which were considered was peer-to-peer transfer of nominative medical reports and relevant knowledge of cancer activity in the region. The Cancer Screening Association in France are authorized to get access to identified medical data, because they have to convene people for screening. So thus, we have proposed this project to the French National Funding Agency, and this is a kind of a small 3 years project of a bit more than €1 million, with the goal of creating an e-health infrastructure for epidemiology studies, first in the Oven region, and then to enable electronic medical data exchanges between medical partners, so for two main domains, the cancer screening and the perinatal health. And it aims also to offer an efficient network for research studies and to enable an easy access to medical data to facilitate epidemiology studies for national and local health watch agencies, as well as for public health services. So there are some issues for medical data exchange in France. Everyone is afraid by electronic medical data exchange, but it doesn't raise so many new issues compared to paper data exchange. So some of the issue is that we have to deal with different medical partner, which each owns piece of the data. So some are hospital, private clinics, or laboratories. Then we have to deal with policy and governance at the national level, such as the shared medical folder or the cancerology medical folder, and not all of them are already implemented or are implemented as fast as the government would like them to be. And then we have also to face with legal issues such as Data Protection Act and other stuff. So, for example, one of the issues we are facing is that the data protection officer in France is called CNIL, and then when you are requesting authorization to build up a database, it takes between 24 and 36 months to get the authorization, if you get it. So, as you can see, it can hamper a lot the initiatives. And then we have to deal also with epidemiology and health watch organization, which have to be able to access this data. The issue of the Health Watch national organization is that they require from the doctor, the hospital, the clinics to provide the data. Oops, sorry. Can we step back? Okay. I hate the automatic presentation. So the request from the professional to provide the data, which create an additional work and burden on their shoulder, but they do not pay for that. So the professionals are very reluctant to provide data on time and efficient data. So just a brief example that probably most of you know how it works. So you have the patient. The patient can voluntarily go to a GP or be convened by a screening association. And then it will go to the hospital for having the radiology, mostly the mammography. Then if something is suspect, she will go to anatomopathologist laboratory to have a studies. And then if it appears that she really has a cancer, she will go to the cancer center for treatment. And then you need to provide or to make all this information available for the Health Watch system. The issue in France is that every line that you can see is done by paperwork. So either the information are transmitted by mail, normal mail, or fax, which in fact is an electronic way of transmitting information, but not everybody know that. So this is the issue, and it leads to a lot of error, to a lot of mistakes. And as I told you, the success rate is more about 20% than 100%. So we expect the system may be able to reduce a lot the number of mistakes done. If we briefly look at the work package and the project breakout, so we have five work packages. One is for project management. The other one is for multi-platform environment, because we know that not everyone will use the same platform, so we have to deal with diversity in terms of tool. The same for the data, so we have a work package specifically dedicated to data interoperability. And then we have a work package working with epidemiology and biostatistics. And the fifth one aims at communicating on the project result and thinking about market and business strategy. Up to now, the different medical structures and people involved for the cancer side, we have two cancer screening associations, two health watch and biostatistics departments, four pathology labs, one regional cancer center, one hospital, and the National Institute of Health Watch. And for the perinatal health, we have the two same health watch and biostatistics department and 11 maternities providing the information. So we are almost exhaustive in the region, which is a good thing and a good asset for the project. So if you look at the architecture, this is a high-level vision. So you can see that there is, where is my mouth? You have two sides, so that one is for the cancer, that one is more for the perinatal health. But the central system is the same, and it can just be tuned for any additional domain you would like to add. So the only thing you have to add is the specific domain business logic that, of course, is specific to every domain. And then here, this is a central point, but which is virtual because the system is highly distributed. So when we speak about central server or everything, this is just virtual because it is represented by several machines spread out across the system. Then in terms of security, I don't know how familiar I can go with ugly acronyms and concept, but we are using the PKI and the X509 certificate, and we are also using for professional identification the professional smart card issued by the French government. In terms of electronic medical data sharing, we are using the integrated case data, which has been developed by MAGI, and in fact this is an implementation of OpenEHR with AMGA, which is a metadata server developed over the last decade in a collaboration between Globus and European project. And so it helps us to have generic data description, the concept, such as patient, visit, exam, clinical variables, and then the information is forwarded through web services. So this is, you just have a very small graphs here. In terms of security, so we are complying with the French rules, which set up high-level security constraints. And the identification of a user is made with a professional smart card. So the smart card contains an electronic certificate, which is also in the format of X509. And this enables a strong authentication of each user, and as well it enables the signature of electronic documents. And so this is fully compatible with highly distributed infrastructure. Regarding the patient identification, we have still one open issue in the French healthcare system, is that the use of national ID is forbidden by the French Data Protection Authority. So we cannot uniquely identify a patient in every place he goes. So every single hospital or clinic has to have its own identification system, which cannot be matched with the French national ID. So then, when you want to try to have an idea of a single patient data medical folder, you're in trouble. So there is some first steps toward a national health ID tailored to the exchange and sharing of health data, but this is just a preliminary work, and thus we need to use a transitory model until this national ID is set up and we can use it. So we have to respect the constraint defined by the ASIP Santé, which is the French organization for dealing with medical data. And thus we have started to create a dynamic and distributed model, which consists of a definition of an anonymous UUID, unique for every patient and for each database. So the unique, the statistical unicity period is 10 power 36, so it gives us quite a good period of unicity. And then, just to be sure, we process to a systematic encryption of the ID during every exchange of data. So if you look at this graph, for example, you have the hospital one, which has its own ID. And then we are adding almost randomly our own ID. And this is done in every place or hospital or site where the patient is going. And then at what point we are creating a map of a patient made of a new UUID comprising all the other UUID. The advantage of that system is that we can comply with other system because we can just add to our map the next ID which will be provided by the next hospital, because one of the main concerns in Europe currently is that patients and citizens become more and more mobile and thus are traveling more and more. And so we never know from which country a piece of the medical folder could come. And there is a willingness in Europe to ensure that a European citizen can receive the same treatment in every European country is living or traveling or coming from. So, step back. So probably tell me that I'm too long. And then, yeah, when we have this map, to build this map, we need to match patient information. So for that, we are using different algorithms. So some of them are analytical, this is just very basic information, but just to be sure everyone is following me. So the analytic algorithm are mathematical comparison of character strings, and then it will count the difference between the string. So the best algorithm we have found is the Jarrow-Winkler distance algorithm. And so if you look at the example, I'm not sure it is clear for everyone in the back. So if you compare Philip and Milip, you have a 77% of matching. While if you compare Philip P-H-I-L-I-P-P-E and Philip F-I-L-I-P, you have 0% matching. While if you use a phonetic algorithm, this is the computation of a phonetic code, and then you have the comparison of the different codes. And then in that case, Philip and Milip give you a 0% matching, while the two Philip previously shown give you a 100% matching. So we need to use different kind of algorithm to match patient data and to retrieve all the information. So if we go through the HealthWatch process, so that one is very simple. So we have indicators and events. So the surveillance system are collecting data, and then you have event management reporting, and all of them are computed and evaluated to know if we have to trigger some signal. And then if we find the signal as to be triggered, then there is more in-depth investigation, control operation, and then population management in case there is an alert. So the goal of that project for epidemiology, this is to evaluate the network efficiency, and notably its capacity to collect the reliable information depending on the cost. What you have to know is that in France, for example, epidemiology people in 2011 can access only two information from 2008. So we almost have a 3 years period for them to have the data available, which is absolutely nonsense, because you know, if there is let's say a pandemic, you cannot wait 3 years to be aware of. So probably you will better read the newspaper, and it will be more efficient. So we want to make almost real-time information available for epidemiology and health watch organization. So we want to produce very useful data which could be used on a daily basis. The dream we have is that we could provide the National Health Watch organization with, let's say, a morning summary with different graphs and statistics on the state of the health in France. So the conclusion is that the project just started last June, so it's quite new, but it already built on a very strong asset, and we have started very quickly to work on it. But we still have 3 years to tackle medical data sharing for HealthWatch and to provide a technical answer to the respect of data property constraint using distributed computing infrastructure. To provide also the secure and reliable access to medical sheets, and to fasten the access for epidemiologic studies. The perspective are to extend the project to radiology and other medical fields, because, for example, if you look at cancer screening or Sentinel network, if you do not include mammography, you are missing, let's say, 50 or 60% of the information. And to some other medical fields, such as emergency medicine. And then we want to improve also the identification process and data linkage. Integrate the functionality into the information system of hospitals or cancer screening structure, because up to now we have just duplicated the database, not to... Hey, I haven't finished. am I late? Okay. we want to integrate the information into a hospital or cancer screening structures, because up to now we have just duplicated the system just to convince them that we won't break the system and that they still will be able to work on a daily basis. And then we want to have a high-level validation process on the real medical databases and extend the tool to other French region or just nationwide or other countries as well. Thank you very much.